Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm having one of those really clumsy days today.
Why?
Oh, you know when you just... You know what I'm like? Scott spills sometimes. So I got a call at like 5 o'clock this morning from a taxi man outside my house going, "Hello, are you coming out?" I was like, it was a while ago. And then I knocked over the water that I always have by my bedside. So that's all on my duvet now. Then I fell down the stairs, right. Only a little bit, because I've got...
A little stumble.
I've got stairs of death, you see, in my house. So they kind of go round and up. So I fell down
the... They go round and up?
Yeah, I fell
it's
down...
It's astonishing the stairs go up, isn't it? Do they also go round and down?
It's not like a spiral staircase.
Do you have a spiral staircase?
No, I don't have a spiral staircase.
Anyway, does that spiral staircase take you from the third floor to the fourth floor?
Get lost. So I just fell
in
down
the
about,
west wing.
I fell down about three stairs.
All right.
And then I got sent some chocolates this morning, which seemed to be Richard Hammond's tools.
Is that for the taxi driver?
No. This is from the National Geographic channel. And apparently Richard Hammond's got a new show on there about tools. So they sent some mini chocolate tools in. So I opened one because I fancied a bit of chocolate, and Richard Hammond's tool fell in my coffee. So it's not been a good day so far. Anyway, let me know how you're doing.
Did you fish it out or did you just leave it?
No, I just left it in there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. What, did it just melt?
Just melted,
away?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Becky. Oh, God.
Hello.
You sound good.
Hello.
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 All right. Let's do Dear Scott, then.
I haven't got a chair, so I'm kind of doing this strange split-toe stance.
Just put the mic up and stand normally.
Because it flops.
Are you really going to do that squat thing all
why
the way
you,
through this?
Why don't you lower it and kneel, then? Because you can't do that. You just look like you're halfway to doing the split.
Just sit down and bring the microphone with you, because it's just weird. That's right. There we are.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so... here are some of your texts and emails that you've been sending in on Dear Scott. Let's go.
Dear Scott, could you please answer my question? I'm going to have my English test soon, and I've got to know if off of is grammatically correct. Can I say I'm off of Japan? Love you. Mai, from Japan. Laughing smiley. P.S. I started to get my two-month-old nephew to listen to Scott Mills Daily to make him bilingual. I hope it works well. Laughing smiley.
Absolutely. Off of is grammatically correct. That's allowed.
No,
is
it's not.
I'm sorry to hear that your nephew's bilingual. Anything else to add to that?
No, I think you've said it all there.
All right, cool. Thank you. I hope we've answered that for you. Next.
Do you think this is funny? Love, Mika. X.
Oh, no. Mika's been on. That was in capitals, that one. He always texts in capitals, Mika.
Yeah. And only one kiss.
Does that mean he's really angry?
Or just can't work his phone.
Do you think this is funny? Love, Mika. X.
I think he's talking about when Katie Brand came in. You know, with her Mika song.
Do I annoy you? Do I vibrate in your mind? Am I too shouty? Am I too bouncy? Do you want me to die? Do I talk fear? Do I instill fear? Make your radio cry? Why don't you punch me? You can if you catch me. And I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, that'll be why then. That's on Katie Brand's big ass show. They had some of the best bits on quite late last night, actually, on ITV1 as well, if you haven't got ITV2. Quite good. Sorry, Mika, but that's the way it goes, isn't it? Next.
Hi, Scott. Love the show. I do not think you are really that stupid. Smile, chappers. It may never happen. Or maybe it did. XX. Love you, Laura. XX.
What, so she's saying that I'm stupid and you're miserable?
Yeah.
All right, then, whatever.
Where's she got that from?
Don't know.
She obviously doesn't listen regularly.
Right, next.
Dear Scott, is it true that ladies love a gay best friend? I'm not having much luck with the ladies, and they pretend to be gay for a bit. Love you.
I don't think you should pretend to be gay.
There are all sorts of flaws in that.
What?
Well...
Have you done it?
No, but if he wants some success with the ladies, they aren't going to go for him if they think he's gay, are they?
That's true.
They might think that they've changed him.
Well,
and
could.
Then they'll feel happy forever.
I think girls do like having a gay best friend, though, a lot of them. Definitely.
But do they then want to go and...
I don't know.
No.
Over to you.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh, God.
No.
Okay, yeah, so we think, yes, that girls do like a gay best friend, don't they?
But if they then think he's gay, won't they then try and set him up
with
other men?
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Could get more than he bargained for.
Next.
Name, Cassie. Message, hi, Scott. I just wanted to email you and let you know that I am one of the many Americans that listen to your podcast. And when I can, I catch the show on Sirius. I have actually referred you to co-workers and friends, and they love you too. Just not as much as I do. Smiley. I have over 18 months worth of your podcasts. So take that, Grant from Utart. Smiley. Oh, wanted to say thank you as well. I always get away with calling people rude names and cracking jokes that only the friends that listen to your show understand. Smiley. It makes for a fun time. So thank you, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and even Laura. Love you, Smiley. Cassie, Southern California.
Oh, that's nice.
Where does she get rude names from?
I don't know. We haven't done any rude names, have we ever?
Oh, God.
It's good, though, that she's making her own fun and cracking jokes that no other Americans understand. Keep downloading the podcast. Next.
Name, Jess, Swansea. Message, Dear Scott, I enjoy listening to your podcast, and the Radio 4 lady just makes me laugh.
Oh, God, has she written this one again? It's all about her over the last couple of days. We need to sort this out. If you're going to send in any kind of email or text, don't mention her. You're just encouraging her.
Smiley. Especially when she says, Smiley. Let's get to the point, shall we? I couldn't help but notice that you look a little bit like a monkey. Not in a bad way, more of a cuddly zoo animal sort of way. Don't you think so? Well, anyway, I should go, because I've most probably offended you.
Yeah.
Love you, monkey boy. Winking smiley.
Get lost.
Lots of X's.
Well,
I can see what
get
they
lost.
Mean.
What?
I can
what
see
do you
what
mean?
What? Well, it's your ears, I think. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think I look like a monkey. Yes, I do.
No, I just think...
it doesn't help that you've got that brown hoodie on today.
Like your...
That's kind of weird.
Your shape face with your ears, I can see what they mean occasionally.
Right. Thanks very much. So I don't like it when it gets personal like that.
That isn't... But in the past, you said that Gail looks like a turtle.
Gail who?
Of Corrie.
Yeah, yeah. She does.
So it's a similar thing.
She does look like a turtle, but I don't look like a monkey. I wish I hadn't worn this top now.
Maybe we should get a compare and contrast online.
Maybe we shouldn't. Anyway, if you'd like to send in an email with no abuse or a text,
well,
then...
That's asking for it.
Maybe say what animal Becky relates to.
What do you think?
Ah, you're all looking at me like... Say a nice one.
Go on, you first.
No, don't, because he's thought of one.
No, just let me think.
Say what animal you said she looks like the other day.
No, I've never said she looks like... I have never said she looks like an animal.
Go on. No, tell her.
I've never said.
No, you said the other day she looks like an animal. Tell her.
I've never said.
Just say which one it is.
I've never said she looks like an animal.
Go on.
Becky, I haven't. You know what he's doing. He's diverting attention from himself, his old monkey boy.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, here we go. It's true about the monkey thing. I was in the face painting place at Chester Zoo the other day. There's a picture of a bloke with his face painted like a chimp. It looks exactly like you. Cheers. What about? I look like one of the space chimps. Think about it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You know what? I don't think there's enough gentlemen around these days. You know, people that, like, hold the door open and stuff for ladies.
Right.
That's why, ladies, you need to go out with Neo. Do you know what he does?
Does he open doors for ladies?
Yeah, not only that, he never lets a woman walk near a curb.
That's good,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you should
do. I've never heard of that before.
Haven't you?
No. Why would you do that?
Because the idea being that that the man gets hit first if a car mounts the pavement.
Oh.
And also, if there's a car going past a puddle, you take all the splash instead of the lady.
I've got a friend, when I was at Bournemouth University, we used to walk along the beach, and he wouldn't let me walk seaside, like the side of the sea, just in case there was a tsunami or a big wave.
Wow.
In Bournemouth?
In Bournemouth. I'm like, but also, do you know what? If a massive wave crashes over, surely I'm going to get wet too.
Yes, exactly. We're taking, right.
Like, I know he was quite a tall bloke, but I don't think he would have stopped the sea.
A tsunami, he wouldn't stop the sea just with his body.
It's a nice thought, though.
You'll still get swept away.
It's your friend Moses.
No, I mean, yeah, that's quite sweet, though.
But he did the curb thing as well.
Didn't really see his logic. I've never heard of that before. That's really sweet. And also, did your friend do this as well? I'll tell you what else Neo does. He stands when a female enters the room.
Isn't that what you have to do for your teachers at school?
Yeah.
Stand up when they walk in.
And the boss is here.
Yeah. I think it would be a bit weird if a man did that for me.
So every time you walk in or Anna comes in reading the news, do we have to stand up now?
You do now?
Yes.
Okay, right. Can't do that, do you?
No, I can't be bothered. No.
Also, a DVD has been delivered to residents in Fylde Council in Lancashire. That's near, like, Blackpool, isn't it?
Yeah.
For free, to show them how to put rubbish in bins. It's on YouTube as well. Viewed less than 100 times at the moment, but it looks... I've just had a look, actually. It looks really interesting. Really good. And you know Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's becoming, like, more of a celebrity every day now. He's in Hollywood at the moment, and there's loads of pictures of him in the paper today. He's the bloke that bought Man City.
Thanks.
And he has been hobnobbing...
We had a text conversation about that yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I know. Check me out.
Yeah.
He's been hobnobbing with Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio and Pamela Anderson, and there's loads of pictures of all them with his arm around them.
That'll be Man City's back four next season.
Everyone wants their picture taken with Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim. It's amazing. You know all the pictures we've got online with our guests? Mm. I'm going to start adding him in, I think.
On every picture.
Yeah. Let's do that later today. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Now, you know I don't read books that often.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was Mickey Thomas's autobiography.
Right.
You don't know who Mickey Thomas is, do you? He was a footballer for Manchester United and Chelsea and Stoke and stuff in the 80s.
What's your one?
That paparazzi bloke's book who was left on your desk and I stole it before you had a chance to see it.
What one?
And Lorraine Kelly's book.
Yeah. Is
that
Darren good?
Lyons, is it? The paparazzi bloke from Big Pictures.
Is he the Australian guy?
Mm, oh, with the
yeah.
Hair.
Yeah, the really famous paparazzi guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it's all right. And Lorraine's is good.
I bet Lorraine's is really good.
Well, good.
Guess what my new favourite book's going to be?
What?
Britney Spears' mum's memoirs.
Britney Spears' mum's memoirs.
It's coming out on September the 16th. It's going to be amazing. It's called Through the Storm. Don't you know the last book I read?
Lindsay Lohan's?
No.
Sharon Osbourne?
No, read both of them.
Paris Hilton's?
No.
Dale Winton?
No.
But no. I don't know, you might have felt bad seeing it earlier in the week and gone home and read it.
That's been on the shelf for ages. It's one of my one of my mum's ex-husbands.
Dale Winton is your one of your mum's ex-husbands?
He bought it for me as a... No, he isn't. Well, Dale Winton is not one of my mum's ex-husbands, no.
That's what it sounded like.
One of my mum's ex-husbands bought me Dale Winton's book because he said we had something in common. No, the last book I read, actually, was Madonna's brother's book.
Right.
Christopher Ciccone. Quite good.
The brother who doesn't really...
Yeah, she didn't want
know
that
much about her anymore because he doesn't...
Not anymore, but it's quite interesting, like, all through the early years of Madonna's career and stuff.
So do you just read books that have been written by relatives of famous people?
No.
Has your brother got one coming out soon? I might get on to him.
My Life by Wesley Mills. No. No, this book says that maybe Britney wasn't as squeaky clean as we thought she was in the early days.
Really?
Yeah. Why would her mum do that? I thought her mum got on with her. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
You know more about it than me.
Yeah. Didn't Britney Spears' mum have a book coming out about good parenting? That never surfaced.
That got pulled right at the last minute, didn't it? Do you remember?
No. Why?
Because there was a bit of trauma in Britney's life.
Oh, right. So
probably wasn't the right time to release it.
Lynn Spears' good parenting guide got shelved. Right, it's 7:47 on Radio 1. What's Karen's coming up? Now, you know Corey.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Loads of people have been texting in about Coronation Street. Yeah. Last night's episode, where this happened.
Hey, Dad. Right here. So, what's occurring?
Now, they've been listening to us, or maybe they've watched Gavin and Stacey.
Maybe they have, yeah.
But, yeah, one of the two. Who was that?
That was Daryl. To his dad.
And what's happening to Daryl?
Well, his dad, who used to play Sinbad in Brookie, is in hospital because his ex-wife has been giving him more pills than he should have been taking, so it's kind of poisoned him.
It's your favourite show, isn't it?
Yeah, don't play the rest of that episode because I haven't seen it yet. I need to watch it tonight.
Oh, yeah. So, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do it then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations that we've recorded. All I need to know is what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, who's winning? You could really cheat on this, you know. It's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm winning 2-1, aren't I?
Okay.
I wouldn't cheat, though.
Right, okay, play along if you're on the way to work this morning. Three situations for you on Oh, What's Occurring? Tell us what happened next. Here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know in films, you know when the bloke normally goes down on one knee and proposes in a busy restaurant?
Yeah.
And the girl says, yes, I will. And the whole place, in films, spontaneously stands and applauds. Woo, yeah! And usually at that point, some big music kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Will you marry me? Woo, yeah! Etc, yeah?
Yes, I know, yeah.
I wanted to know, does this happen in real life?
Okay.
So, I took Sarah, who works at Radio 1, out to two busy restaurant and coffee shops, right, yesterday, at lunchtime, and I went down on one knee.
Right.
And I asked Sarah to marry me. But how long do you think would the other people there clap and cheer for in seconds after she inevitably says, yes, I will, Scott.
Inevitably.
I think she might have been scripted.
Yeah? What do you think? How many in seconds?
How many seconds?
How long will they clap and cheer for in seconds? Becky working out in her head.
I'm just thinking what I'd do. 4 before you got a bit bored.
4 seconds.
4. Yeah.
All right. Chappers.
No, I'm going to go for 10.
10 seconds of clapping and cheering after I do my marriage proposal.
Oh, hang on, maybe that's a bit much.
But some people... No, I think that's right, because some people will start when they see their others. So overall, not that I'm changing my
answer. Thanks for justifying my answer there. 10.
Becky says 4 seconds. Chappers says 10. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me publicly proposing marriage to Sarah, who works upstairs at Radio 1. But how long will the people clap and cheer for with our happy news?
Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
Will you marry me?
Yeah, I will.
Honestly?
Yeah, I will.
You'll marry me?
I'll marry you, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Someone vaguely went, oh, congratulations.
All I could hear were a couple of farts. That seemed to be the only reaction.
Were you doing either that? Were you
was
nervous?
That you?
I think you
I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
No, I wasn't.
It was Sarah.
It was Sarah, yeah.
Oh dear.
She did it. She was so nervous at me asking her to marry her.
It would be quite a shock.
Properly blew off.
Oh god.
No, that was someone moving a chair.
Oh right.
Okay. We didn't realise that was happening at the time, but it does sound like we're doing that.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
So, no one clapped.
Right.
It's not like in the films, is it? So, I tried again.
Okay.
Somewhere else.
Sarah?
Yeah?
You know, like, we've been seeing each other a few weeks now.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to know if you marry me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, I marry you.
You will?
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah,
that's
marry
amazing.
You. Oh! Thank you so much.
Oh, my God! Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm getting married.
Oh,
Absolutely nothing. I was down on one knee in the middle of a busy restaurant. Nothing.
It's when you shout at the top of your voice, "I'm getting married," it did sound like somebody then dropped their cutlery in shock. That was the only noise on that one.
I quite like the fact that in that you went, "Sarah, you know we've been seeing each other for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I quite like... Will you marry me?"
Yeah, it's a whirlwind.
It's a whirlwind romance.
Whirlwind romance. Just swept me off my feet.
Somebody's texting saying, "That's London for you." That's probably right.
Yeah, no one cares, do they, in that London?
Right. So nobody?
No one even cared. It's not like the films. It's not like The Wedding Singer, is it? So, right. So, yeah, Becky wins, doesn't she, really? Or does she? No? What, because no one...
Well,
she was nearer to zero.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So neither of us win because nobody clapped. Is that right?
So no points.
Right.
No.
Maybe tomorrow you, Sarah, could recreate When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sarah's shaking her head through the
I
glass.
I think people might clap at that.
I'm not sure she'd be happy with that. Okay, no points for anyone. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You know Matt Damon?
Yes.
In the film Team America, his puppet doesn't say anything else, only Matt Damon. But here's my question to you. How many times in the whole film Team America does Matt Damon say, "Matt Damon"?
Oh.
Chappers.
Five.
Five times. Becky.
I've never seen it. 10?
You think 10 times? Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Matt Damon in Team America.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Five.
Yeah.
Go on, Chappers. Exactly right. Five times Matt Damon says, "Matt Damon, you need to watch more Team America, love."
I can't believe Chappers has beaten me on films after I worked with Edith for so long.
Uh-huh. Oh. What's occurring?
I'll be on the DVD clinic before you know it.
Five times. That didn't seem to damage Matt Damon's career as much as Craig David's, did it?
Was Craig David in Team America?
No. Talking about Bo Selector.
Oh.
So the score is Chappers 1, Becky Big Fat 0. Last one. You know Christopher Biggins?
Again, not personally, but I'm aware of him, yeah.
Off the Jungle.
Yes.
Nicest man in showbiz, he is. And lots, as you can imagine, lots of showbiz lovey friends, darling. So we got Biggins to call one of his top celebrity mates. Have a guess who that might be.
Cilla.
Guess again.
Brucey.
No, he called Leslie Joseph, a.k.a. Dorian, off Birds of a Feather. They're very close.
Right.
But how many Britney Spears song titles could he squeeze into his conversation with Leslie / Dorian? Becky?
Six.
Saying six. Chappers?
You got Christopher Biggins to phone Dorian from Birds of a Feather and quote Britney Spears song titles.
They're mates.
What did you say?
Six.
Ten.
Saying ten again. Okay, right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Biggins calling Leslie Joseph.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
And trying to subtly get Britney titles into his conversation.
Hello.
Leslie, how are you?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
Very good indeed, thanks. Very good. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
What are you talking about?
Well, how was your week? All right?
Yes.
Good.
You're sounding very weird, Christopher.
Am I? Why? You drive me crazy, Leslie.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're being devious.
I'm not.
You are. What are you doing?
I'm a slave for you, darling.
What are you doing?
Don't keep asking me what
because you're being devious.
I'm not being devious.
You are. This is not you.
Give me more.
No, this is pathetic, Christopher. You're a grown man. Behave yourself. You phoned me as part of a game show. And what you do, you've got to say I'm a slave. You've got to get as many words in as titles of songs as possible.
Oh, you are. You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Yeah, you carry on. Just throw anything at me, Christopher. Throw it all at me. Anything else you've got to say?
Oops, I did it again.
Did you do it again? Did you? Where did you do it again? How can you answer that?
I'm overprotected. I love rock and roll.
Do you know what?
What, darling?
I am worried for your sanity now.
Oh, give me more. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
You might. I might not take your call.
Love you.
Sayonara.
Sayonara, darling.
That's worse than Becky finish every conversation with ciao.
I don't think Dorian noticed at all that there were any song titles.
Do you think
there?
He maybe gave it away with the very first one? He started the conversation
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
Amazing. Love Biggins.
Oh. What's occurring?
If you went for a drink with those two, you'd end up with a headache.
I think it'd be funny, though.
They've got their own radio show.
Have they? God.
Can't wait to hear that.
Right, so that was 8 Britney Spears titles with Dorian off Birds of a Feather, which means that...
Can't wait to hear you work this one out, because I guessed 6 and he guessed 10.
Which means that...
Go!
Chappers wins.
What? Yay! No! Why? Why? We're both equally as...
Oh, all right, 1 each.
Right.
So that means that...
Chappers
still wins. So that was Oh What's Occurring. I love Biggins. Tune in tomorrow.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yes! It's At Your Face from the A-Team. Dirk Benedict.
Hello, hello. It's nice to be here. Came all the way from that country across the pond.
Yeah.
Mm.
So are you here?
Just to do your show, too. I don't want you to think, just for you.
Just for that.
What was your name again?
That's Scott.
Bill. Oh, Scott. Yeah.
What? So what, are you here in the UK permanently now?
No, I've got a Keegan visa.
Right.
Yeah, I'm about as permanent as a manager for a football club. And, no, yeah, I do, actually. I have a residence. My son Roland is over here having trials for football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm carrying his bags, cooking his food, and doing the odd interview. In this case, very odd.
We are very odd. Which team?
We can't. We're not at liberty. I don't want to...
You don't want to jinx it?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to start mentioning names.
Okay.
Because...
Is it a big team?
They're all big. There are no small teams. There are only small fans. Scott. God.
Oh, God.
No, I know what you're saying. But whatever team my son is on will be huge.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, man.
Obviously, the Big Brother, which you did here.
Right.
How was that experience for you looking back now?
Oh, well, the further I get away from it, the more pleasant, you know, it's like, you know, I remember only the good moments.
They don't seem to have I don't think they have a celebrity Big Brother in America, do they? They just have a normal one.
They just have the normal one, yeah.
Which is not the
same. I don't know. It's not. I watched a little bit. It's fascinating because all the people, I could tell they all want, they want to be celebrities. I understand when Big Brother first started, people didn't really understand that they would come out of this and then get all this notoriety. They become celebrities overnight, literally. I mean, in a month or two, they're celebrities, and then in a month or two, it's gone.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm counseling Dwight Schultz and Mr. T to deal with the aftermath of having once been on a number one show in the world, and now what? Snickers commercials, which get canceled. Mr. T, why doesn't he call me and ask my opinion before he takes these jobs? Yeah. I don't know.
Do you see him on stuff and go, oh, God. What are you doing?
No, I know what he's doing. He's the man with the gold. He always was. He's always been about money. He's very, very, very smart, very wealthy guy. So I'm sure he got paid a ton of money.
Yeah. Do you still speak to the remaining 18 people?
Yeah, I do. It was just the three of us. I haven't spoken with T for a while. Not since he stood Dwight and I up. We were supposed to go to Germany, but he never showed up. So
didn't want to get on the plane.
I don't know. You know. I don't. How you did what?
Didn't want to get on the plane.
Nah, he flies. He does fly. Okay. He's got other eccentricities, but not flying is not one of them.
But, so he stood
I stayed in very close touch with Dwight. Well, he's actually my best friend. He's coming over. We're going to be up in Midlands doing a public appearance in November 1st, 2nd. Okay. The two of us, yeah. Wow. And we do a little show. We go out for... He talks a lot. Because T never stops talking. It's really... he literally, whether there's anybody around listening or not, he doesn't stop. And yeah, and Dwight talks a lot.
We had him on the phone for something we did a year or so ago. And he does... He can talk, yeah.
We did the show 4.5 years. Literally, that you know, after there would be days when he would just be sitting in his chair talking, and people would walk him. Nobody, so people would visit the show. They go, and it looked pretty strange.
Yeah, well, I go this morning. I counted my money. I talked to my agent. I got
and he everything that comes into his head. He just says
everything he ate that morning. His bowel movements, everything, the thing. It just go off on these tangents. Yes, yeah, some of it would be fun. Some of it would just be just.
Do you ever get tired of people talking about the A team to you?
I don't because I'm proud to have been in the show. We all have something hanging around our neck that we're known for. It's a nice show to be remembered for. So it doesn't bother me.
What do people say to you in the street now?
Didn't you used to be somebody? I know you. You don't look the same. What I had somebody say, first time I did one of these fan conventions, somebody says, you know how to do these because, you know, you can make a few quid. And it is. So I did one, and I'm getting out. It was in Florida, and I'm getting out of the elevator in the hotel, and I'm quite nervous. And I get out, and there's somebody coming in, and they looked. A lady looked at me and went, God, what happened to you? And I thought, oh, this is going to be so brutal. This is going to be so brutal. And that was about six, seven, 8 years ago. I thought.
Well, they expected you to look the same as you did in 1983.
Exactly. They bloody well do.
And do they?
And they hold you responsible for the fact. That's why everybody. I now understand all the plastic surgery with the celebrities. They're saying, God, I can't deal with this. Get me a knife. Get me a surgeon. I got to try and go back. I can't.
You can't not look the same. So you're not keen on doing fan conventions anymore?
No, I am. I'm doing one, like I said, on November 1st up in Midlands, okay. near Coventry, I think.
Okay,
so.
Excellent.
So, no, I am. I thought I would hate it, but just like I thought I'd hate doing this radio show, but you tell me you have like 10,000-15,000 people that listen.
Yeah, at least.
That's my limit. That's my cutoff, Scott. I check these things. That's my cutoff. You just barely made it. I do have my standards.
No more than 15,000.
15,000 is the bottom, uh-huh. Right? You got to have that.
I understand there's an A-Team film. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the guy that drove me here in the taxi. Said, "I said, tell me more."
Is that?
He says, "I don't know whether they've taught this or not, but they're going to have a big problem." I said, "What?" I got to go make phone calls after this show because this guy. He says, "Well, you were all original." I said, "You know what? His name is Billy." I said, "Billy, you're right. We were." Well, his point was, and a lot of fans do say, "Well, start with Mr. T." He was not really an actor. He was a very large personality. I mean, he was not playing a character, but he was called B.A. But he was actually, that was him. That was him with all the feathers and the jewelry and the stuff. That was him. He just put it in front of it was like the first, it was like a reality TV show early on. It was a mixture of reality and because that's who he was.
Just
off camera
himself.
And on, he was no different.
Same.
Only different thing in the A-Team, he never spoke. It was so funny because the only time he was silent is when the cameras were rolling because he only had like one line every scene.
I pity the fool. Cut. All right, give me my money. I need my money.
I mean, he used to get scripts. We'd get scripts and he'd have like a scene where my character never, you know, talked a lot. Face Man was like, yak, yak, yak. And Murdoch, when he had his thing, he would have one line in a page and a half, and we'd all go do our line. Yeah, I'm gonna go get it. Come to his line.
Yeah, nothing.
Pause, and then you'd hear, "Oh man, do I speak? Oh man, I told him right. I can't be talking. I'm no actor. Oh, what's my line? Oh, I'm sorry, man. Oh, Face. He always called his Face a Murdoch.
You know, did he?
Kirk and Dwight.
I bet you loved it when the camera started rolling. Bit of peace.
No, he was very funny. We were all very close. We fought a lot and we laughed all day Except George. George stayed in his trailer. He stayed. We were too young and crazy for him. He was staying in his trailer. But the three of us would sit out there and just yak all day. Yeah. But the movie, if you go on the website through Universal, there it's listed as a June 2009 release date.
Right.
I don't know who's starring in it. I don't know.
You're not involved?
Not at this moment. But I think after your show, maybe I will be.
I think so.
I'm hoping. No, I'm not involved. No.
We were talking to, we had David Hasselhoff on about a few months ago. And he
did
was
he sit in this chair? The Hoff sat here?
Yeah.
How am I doing?
Yeah, you're doing
am
well.
I feeling it okay? Because the Hoff, really that's a big chair to fill.
Me and him are quite good friends now.
Are you?
Yeah, we hung out in LA recently.
You're not going to hang out with me, you know.
I'd love to do that.
You're not getting to.
Oh, okay. That was a. You're not going to. Okay, I get that. Okay, I understand.
Well,
no, you're really not.
You're really not going to. This is going to be it for our relationship.
He took me to some places in LA.
Oh, he would know.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah, well, he's lived there a long time. Mm. And yeah, like what kind of places? Fun places.
Yeah, really fun
clubs.
Yeah, really good. But
I was never a club guy. Even I was never a club guy.
He was telling me about the Knight Rider film, and he went to the studios with the idea, and they were like, yeah, that's great, but you're not in it.
Yeah. Was he surprised? He hasn't been around, but he should know better. Oh, my God. It's a good idea, so...
yeah, bye.
We'll find something for you to do.
Listen, it's been a pleasure.
It's over?
It's over, yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. That was Dirk Benedict. What a nice man.
Very nice man.
Really nice. Even though he won't let me hang out with him in LA.
It puts him even further up in my estimation.
Yeah, it's quite nice though, because it's like, what are you here for? You got a new film out? Nope. Okay, you know, you got a new single out? No. Are you in a play? No, I'm just in town. Okay, thanks for dropping by. A lot of people
that's
enjoying
nice, that.
It is really nice. That was Face. What was his name? It's Dirk Benedict. I'm joking. Off the A team. I just know him as Face, don't I?
Yeah.
That was Dirk. He's really nice. And your job is to find out what football team his son, Roland, is doing trials for.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. I shall use my extensive network of contacts to find out.
Is his name Roland Benedict, or is that an actor name, like a made-up name?
Dirk is... Yeah, Benedict is an actor name. His real name's like...
Right. Oh, well, that's really going to help then. So I have to phone football clubs and ask if Roland is doing trials.
On Wikipedia, you can spell it.
Why is he called Dirk Benedict then?
After Eggs Benedict.
No, he's not.
He is. Everything on Wikipedia is true, and that's what it says.
Dirk Benedict is named after popular breakfast dish Eggs Benedict.
It says he was sitting there having a meeting with his agent, trying to work out what name he could have, and he was eating Eggs Benedict. So his agent's like, "What about Benedict?" And that's what they chose. It could have been Dirk Eggs, I guess.
Dirk
or Eggs.
Dirk Florentine. Who?
Florentine. What's a Florentine?
No. I'm just going through different breakfast stuffs.
What's Florentine for breakfast? Is that a
cereal?
Isn't that egg thing, isn't it?
And that's what you have for breakfast.
No, I didn't have
that. Oh, I say. You should be Scott smoked salmon and scrambled.
Right, this is Scouting for Girls on Radio 1. Don't forget, we've got big guests next week. Some people are saying that we might be running out of guests. No, we're not. No. We're rude.
Who is it next week?
Next week, we've got New Kids on the Block.
On. On.
On Monday.
All how many were there? Five?
All ten of them.
Looks like Scott's coming in.
Yeah. Who's that? Which one's that? None of them look like me.
That does. Joey does.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He so does.
Not at
all. We've had so many texts saying that you look like Joey.
Right.
Joey's coming in. Joey.
Right.
The others. Donnie, is it?
Donnie,
Jordan,
and Helen are all coming in next week. Then on Tuesday, we've got the Jonas Brothers, Joe Bro, and the woman from Camp Rock, the musical, coming in on Tuesday. And Wednesday, it will be Katy Perry off of Kissing Girls and Liking It.
The Joey thing, I can see. He had a real moon face when he was younger, as well.
The Scott Mills Daily. Now, you know loads of celebrities have Keep Fit DVDs?
Yeah.
Now, my mum was quite into this back in the day, and she's got one, I think, from the 70s, and it's on vinyl.
Right.
Originally, but now she's gone and transferred it to cassette.
Excellent. Yeah.
Here in 2008. And I think she still uses it, which I don't really feel comfortable with.
Well, she needs to stay fit, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, but it's done. It's done by
just for you, chaps.
It's done by an old Radio 1 DJ.
Okay,
that doesn't sit comfortably with me at all because obviously I'm now a DJ on Radio 1.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You'll be doing one this Christmas.
We've done one.
Yeah, we've done one already. A couple of the boys of Radio 1 a couple of years ago.
Hugely successful.
Mm. I just think maybe she should get a new one. Has Keep Fit changed much over the years?
I doubt it.
I might get a Davina's one or something.
That's really hard.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really hard.
You a lot of girls
really
I know have got the Davina one.
Rachel from Chris Moyles' show can do it really, really easily, but I always get really out of breath.
It works for Rachel, though, doesn't it? And my friend Jess. So, here's a bit of the one that my mum's got. I'll just play a little bit to you now.
Hello, Peter Powell here. Firstly, we're going to relax our neck muscles, gently getting rid of all that tension.
I don't like it.
Stand with your legs slightly apart. Simply drop your head forward, bring it up, and then back and up. Now, down, up, back, up, down, up, back, up. Down,
imagine my mum doing up, this.
Back, up, down.
What's this used for?
It's a Keep Fit video with Peter Powell off Radio
music?
1. I've no idea.
Shake your body down.
Now, put your feet together for knee bends. Just bend, bounce, and up. Simple, yeah?
Simple, yeah.
Bend, bounce, and up. Bend, bounce, and up. Bend, bounce, and up. Swing those arms.
Oh, I don't
do you
like
know what?
It.
Something tells me he wasn't actually. You know, these days the celebrity actually does it.
Yeah.
I think he's just sat back on his chair, just like bend with a, down and up.
With a cigarette on.
Counting bend the money down coming up. In.
Yeah. I don't think he. It doesn't sound like he did it.
Have you turned my mic off, Drew? That's so I can make comments about your mum.
Yeah, that's right.
What, bend down and up?
She's very good at those moves.
Now, you're on your own. You're looking good. Very good. Don't give up.
It's like he can actually see you.
Now, you're on your own. You're looking good. Very good. Don't give up.
Hey, pretty lady. Looking pretty good. Really good.
I want this one.
Hello, Peter Powell here. Firstly, we're going to relax our neck muscles, gently getting rid of all that tension. Just stand with your legs slightly apart.
I'm going to buy her a new
simply
one.
Simply drop your head forward.
Do it, do it.
Bring it up and then back,
come on, back
and
in.
Up. Now, down, up, back,
no.
Up.
That's actually down, a really dangerous exercise up, to do nowadays. Back, they tell you not to do up, it.
Down.
I'm not surprised why you do it.
You've got quite like sensitive muscles in your neck, and that's quite jerky.
Right, okay. So you're saying that Peter Powell is trying to kill you?
No, I'm saying that I think
they legally
probably moved
that
on.
Isn't the case.
Now, you're on your own. You're looking good. Very good. Don't give up.
Yes? Yes, go on.
Somebody's texting saying, is it not Bruno Brooks? So why would Bruno Brooks do a voiceover beginning, hi, it's Peter Powell?
No.
What?
No. Why? Yeah, why would you do that?
Hello, Peter Powell here.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Laura's been on. Saying, oh God, my mum had the same Keep Fit record. I recognised it from joining in with her in the living room when I was 5 years old. Loads of people are saying that their mum had this Radio 1 old Blur Radio 1 DJ workout thing.
Ooh, go on, go on.
This is another bit of it.
Ooh. Wrong button.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Again.
And again. Third time lucky.
I know it hurts.
Now, I think this is my exercise move. You shouldn't keep going. If it hurts, you stop straight
it's
away.
It's got to hurt a bit, hasn't it?
It hasn't, no.
You're on your own. You're looking good. Very good. Don't give up. I know it hurts.
No. You should get out of breath, but if it's hurting,
he's
stop.
He's doing that jerky head movement.
What is it? What exercise exactly is
he's
hurting
doing that
so
jerky
much?
Head movement, which they've now banned because your head falls off. That's why it hurts.
At least Peter Parker could always press the right button.
Ooh, go on, go on.
Nice that you remember.
Podcast.
Now we're talking about this Radio 1 DJ from yesteryear called Peter Powell, who made this this fitness. Well, it wasn't a video. It was just audio. It was like on a vinyl LP, so you couldn't actually see him. Whereas now, with the celebrities that do it now, like Davina's got one, Jay Goody, all that, you actually see them doing the exercises because it's on the DVD. They do the exercises with you. They get out of breath. They show you exactly what to do. Normally, with two burly men behind them, and that's how fitness DVDs go these days. But back in the day, I actually don't think that he was doing any of the exercise at all.
Don't you?
No, it's just the way that he is going, hi, me here. Right, okay, put your arms up and down. And they just put some, like, funky music from the time on
it. Right.
He doesn't sound even remotely out of breath or anything.
Maybe he was just very fit.
Do you think?
No.
Now, what we've done is, during those two records, just to prove I don't think that the old Radio 1 DJ who did the fitness thing, I don't think he did anything at all, during Piano by Eric Prydz and The Killers, all the things that I've done, I've managed to, whilst just recording myself off air, make my own exercise thing.
Did you have two burly men behind you?
No. It took a total of 6 minutes.
And here 6 minutes?
Yeah, here it is. Hi, Scott Mills here. First, we're going to relax our neck muscles. And up and down, to the left, to the right, and up and down, and left and left to the right a bit, and up a bit, and no, a bit further down to the left, and just there, that's it. Oh, I know it hurts. See, that's how long it took him.
All right, what was hurting?
He probably coined it in from that.
I would have thought so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the hurting bit at the end?
I don't know.
All right.
I was just sat here, just reading it out. I didn't actually do any of the exercise, okay.
Nice music, though.
Thanks. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Right, loads of people are saying they used to have that Radio 1 DJs. Their mum used to have the fitness LP. I've got another one here, which is quite good. Now, you know you get Davina's one or something for Christmas now, her fitness DVD. I think this is probably what your gran used to get for Christmas, right? I think this must have been one of the first kind of fitness things out there by celebrities, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is a woman called Eileen Fowler, and she had her own...
Eileen Fowler?
Yep. She had her own fitness series on the BBC back in the day, in the 50s. So your gran was probably, I was going to say in front of the TV. She wouldn't have been, would she? You imagine your gran in front of the TV, dancing along to Eileen's moves. No, she wasn't. She was just listening to it. And this is Eileen's fitness series.
Hello again. Here are some more Keep Fit exercises for the family. I hope you'll like them. Helen's at the piano, Roy's at the organ, and Ray's on drums. So we're all ready if you are. Slip off your shoes. Stand with your feet wide apart, as wide as you can.
I think this is what Keira Knightley's fitness DVD would sound like.
She had the whole...
Hello, I'm Keira Knightley. Stand with your feet apart.
She had the whole band.
Fold and fling and fold and fling. Fold and fling and fold and fling. Down to the right foot, come right. Up.
What's she doing?
Down to the left and come up again. Here we go.
She's doing the fold and fling.
What's the fold
Sounds
and
like
fling?
Sounds like she's tied herself in knots by the end.
Fold and fling and fold.
That one on the organ's good, isn't it?
Fold and fling. And
why does she need somebody on the piano and on the organ?
Down to the right foot, come right up and down to the left.
Let's find out who's on the organ and piano
again. Here are some more Keep Fit exercises for the family.
Thanks, Kira.
I hope you'll like them. Helen's at the piano, Roy's at the organ, and Ray's on drums.
So it's Roy with the organ and Helen on the piano.
You don't need both, surely.
One or the other, do you know what I mean, for the fold and fling.
Kick and down and kick and down and
is she doing
kick
a kick and
the
actual
down
kick
and change the leg. Kick and down, kick and down and kick and down and change the leg.
It sounds like Phoenix Knights in the background. I'd like to see them doing that in the Pennine Suite.
Do you think, could we film you doing Eileen's fitness
manager? Yes!
No.
I'm not doing
the fold and fling
Come
for
on.
No one. No, siree.
Your interpretation of, please.
Do the can-can then, please.
Only if you can get Roy with his organ and Hello in the piano and then we'll start talking, right? Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.